Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Advocates in Chicago are celebrating today's Supreme Court ruling that affirms birthright citizenship. The ruling blocks President Trump's executive order to end automatic citizenship for children who are born to immigrants who don't have permanent legal status. Carson Wong's parents are Chinese immigrants, and they had temporary visas many years ago. He says being born a U.S. citizen has made a huge difference in his life.
I went to the University of Illinois, U of I, and I got a scholarship to go. Yeah, being able to go to college, being able to take any job that I wanted to, being able to vote and participate in society.
The president's order could have affected hundreds of thousands of babies born to immigrant parents. Other advocates say they feel a sense of relief after today's high court ruling, although they worry about the administration's constant attacks on immigrants in the country. Meantime, the High Court also today rules that states can block transgender athletes from playing on girls' and women's sports teams at public schools and colleges. Illinois, though, is one of 21 states that allows trans athletes to play on teams that correspond with their gender identity. Shannon Lynn Parker is CEO of Equality Illinois. That group advocates for LGBTQ+ rights, and she told our Say More program the ruling shouldn't change Illinois policy.
The court said states may exclude trans girls from sports. It did not say they must. So permission is not a mandate. I really want folks to really be grounded in that. And thankfully, in Illinois, nothing here forces Illinois to change.
Illinois currently determines whether trans girls can compete in girls' sports on a case-by-case basis. Illinois athletics officials estimate 25 of the state's 133,000 student athletes are trans. And the Supreme Court today has announced justices will consider a challenge to the Cook County assault weapons ban. And this sets the stage for what could be a crucial ruling on whether people have the right to own the types of guns that have been used in mass shootings. The Cook County ban prohibits possession, acquisition, and transfer of various rifles, including the AR-15. The Cook County ordinance is separate from the Illinois assault weapons ban. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed that ban into law following a mass shooting in Highland Park in 2022. Issuing a statement, Cook County State's Attorney Eileen O'Neill Burke says, "We will defend this lawful ordinance before this nation's highest court to continue protecting the people of Cook County." Chicagoans have stepped up to collect needed supplies for people impacted by the earthquakes last week in Venezuela. My colleague Michael Puente reports a big delivery truck will be loaded this afternoon in Little Village with more than 250 boxes of supplies, including baby formula, first aid kits, and canned goods. Everything is bound for Miami. Luciano Pedota leads the Illinois-Venezuelan Alliance and says the earthquakes are just the latest setback for his native country.
Inflation has been very high. There's the economy in Venezuela has been in shackles. The political situation, the health system is really deteriorated. You know, the situation in Venezuela is bad, so the need is huge.
Pedota says they're still taking donations and more trips are planned. You're listening to The Rundown. Census data analyzed by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times show over the last two decades, the far southeast side of Chicago has seen steep growth in same-sex households. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana visited to find out more.
I have some lanterns coming in. And then
Jesse Diaz owns Heguish Nutrition, a smoothie and juice bar on the far southeast side. He decorated his shop for Pride Month with colorful balloon arcs, pride flags, strobe lights, and he greets every customer by name. Diaz says as a teen growing up in the neighborhood, he never imagined he could be himself. But fast forward, and the 33-year-old not only feels comfortable enough to decorate his business for Pride Month, but 2 years ago, he made history by collaborating with others to host a pride parade in Heguish.
I was shaking the whole time, you know, especially because, you know, like it was like nerve-wracking, but also I couldn't believe it. You know, like, I'm not going to cry. But I couldn't believe that, you know, that was happening here.
Immigrants have long migrated to the far southeast side for industrial jobs and affordable housing. First, Eastern Europeans, then Latinos. It's traditionally been heavily Catholic and conservative. That's one reason Diaz moved to the north side after graduating from college. He says he felt liberated there, being out in public as a gay man. At the time, he was willing to pay more for rent and other expenses, even if he was miles away from his childhood friends and family. But that has changed.
Well, now I don't have to move near Boystown or Andersonville to be able to go on a walk with my partner out here. You know, like, and to go into the grocery store and to get stared at. You know, like, I feel like that is contributing to people wanting to say, at least it had to do with me.
In 2020, Diaz decided to return to Hegwisch and start his business. He was encouraged by small signs of LGBTQ plus allyship. With the support of his family and friends, he slowly began to organize some LGBTQ plus events, and he initially got some backlash, but it was minimal. As momentum grew to organize a pride parade, he looked for guidance. That's when he got in contact with Isis Basaldúa. In 2020, Basaldúa co-created a social justice advocacy group on the Southeast Side, and they helped organize the first ever East Side Parade in 2021.
People need to feel comfortable and safe in the community. You know, we should do a pride thing because I'm tired of, like, having to go outside of the Southeast all the way to Northside to just be able to celebrate and come out and be with people who are of the same orientation or even just related to it.
Basaldúa grew up on the East Side, where the 27-year-old now lives with her spouse and surrounded by family. It was not easy for them growing up queer in a Catholic, conservative, and what Basaldúa calls a machista neighborhood. They initially didn't see a future there because they didn't see any LGBTQ plus couples. But both Diaz and Basaldúa realized that they wanted that tight-knit neighborhood they grew up in, so it was up to them to help build a community they want to live in.
I always had, like, a love for the Southeast, but wanted to make it better. And, like, I was like, okay, I want to stay. I want to continue to have my roots here.
Others are making the same choice. A WBEZ and Sun-Times analysis show same-sex households have more than doubled in those neighborhoods, including South Shore, South Chicago, East Side, Hegwisch, and South Deering. Back at Diaz's smoothie shop, when people walk into his business, he hopes they see past the pride flags and see him as a neighbor, as someone who grew up in the community. He wants to keep fostering inclusivity.
Hopefully we have, like, an annual pride parade here in the area. Now it can only get momentum if you're having these small sparks.
Diaz says it's a good thing that people are no longer having to choose between the communities they grew up in and their identity. Araceli Gomez-Saldana, WBEC News.
Chicago Sun-Times reporter Lauren Fitzpatrick and WBEZ editor Alden Lowry contributed to that reporting. Weather, we've got an extreme heat warning until midnight on Thursday. Dangerous heat persisting through midnight on Thursday with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index readings around 105 each afternoon. And then thunderstorms may bring a little bit of relief from the heat by Thursday afternoon or evening. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.